for whatever reason, oranges took the mantle of fighting scurvy the most
scurvy.
Yeah, so welcome to Mr. Cack and Me. Tonight we're going to talk the Olympics.
Oh, even though you're mad at him because of your manga.
All right, so let's get into not specifically that topic, because I don't think anyone cares about my obsession with Japanese-oriented comics. But Reno, so Mr. Cack and me, I'm Cack or Chris, and that's Reno. He's back again. I just keep co-opting him because I know I have him for a weekly commitment. So anytime I can't coerce a guest from the Nether Realms, Reno, unfortunately or fortunately, I don't know how you feel about this stuff, gets roped into this to be my partner in crime, my partner in life, my partner. No hard R. All right, so Reno, the Olympics. I texted you about the Olympics, and you told me your thoughts and then made me feel challenged about my thoughts. So that's where this idea bore into my head. Hey, I want to talk to Reno about the Olympics and see if maybe our opinions still differ or if they're now more similar. So just give you a heads up, Reno, so that way you
heads
can...
Heads up, set it up.
Potentially mentally, yeah. Do you know who touched your thumb?
Nope.
It's Katie Ledecky. Olympics! So I want to talk the Olympics as a general thing that you're watching. Hey, WV Uncommonplace. Oh my gosh, thank you so much for the subscribe, the sub. I don't have my alert box pulled up here. Dang. Let's see if I can get that fixed right quick. Let's see if I can get that old fixie right quickie.
You broke it.
I did break it, and I'm so sorry. So we'll transition back. Pretend like this is VW Uncommonplace. When I hit this. Are you good? All right. Tyler Butler. Oh, my gosh. So Tyler Butler is on Facebook. He's I'm pretty much using Tyler Butler and all of his different outlets for my sports updates via Facebook. So thank you so much, Tyler Butler, for the follow or the like or the whatever you did on Facebook, buddy. We appreciate it. So I want to talk the Olympics, Reno. I want to talk about it from a very broad approach first of just general entertainment. Do you like it? Are you watching it? Are you into it? And then I want to talk about some of the more specifics. Most specifically, the most hot button issue right now, Simone Biles. So let's not get into that just yet. So Olympics itself, I texted you upset because the Olympics were screwing over my chance to read Japanese comics last weekend. So that's where I came. WV Uncommonplace says you guys are amazing. I can listen and watch. Keep doing my job. No, thank you so much. And Reno, I don't think I've had a chance to introduce you to West Virginia Uncommonplace, but they are a friend we met on the old Instagram, and they not only do their own podcasting, but they're helping fellow podcasters, and they're doing a lot to promote the podcasting community. So they are fantastic. So we really appreciate your support, buddy. It's great.
Yeah.
We're glad that you like listening to us, or if nothing else, you like listening to me because my voice is on all the content. So I guess if you like me, then it's all good. But perfect. Well, thank you so much for stopping by. Reno, so Olympics in general. I texted you. I was upset. Your response back was not what I was expecting. I was expecting you to be on my side and say, of course, Cack, I wish you too could enjoy your nerdy hobby of reading Japanese comics last weekend. But no, you basically called me out and said, I should like the Olympics, you're invested in the Olympics, and I think you challenged my Americanhood, but we'll cross that bridge at another time. But yeah, so you're actually into the Olympics. Are you watching the Olympics?
Yes, well, currently I'm not, obviously. But,
well, yes, of course.
But yes, so 100%, like, I get into it. It doesn't matter what Olympics it is. Like, I enjoy watching it. It's like, you know, Team USA, it's like one time of the year or one time every 4 years you get to watch it. And it's like, you know, hey, here's your best against everybody else. And you know, even if we don't win, I enjoy watching it because, you know, it's good competition. Like, I never thought I'd like swimming because swimming is not really that much of a draw. But when you put it on the Olympics, man, like, I really get into that. Like, Michael Phelps is probably the reason for that, but, you know.
Yeah, no, I think if I was going to go away of if there was any reason that would call to me to want to enjoy the Olympics, it's very much this. I enjoy when America has a dominant force in it in a competition. So, like, I was actually, I don't think I watched all of his different races, but when Michael Phelps was chasing, like, I was invested because that was an interesting, there was an interesting topic there.
Sure. And
I just don't feel like the same amount of juice came into this Olympics. Maybe it's because it's COVID. Maybe because there's no one really in attendance to watch this. Maybe because it's been delayed a full year, so it's happening, you know, 5 years after the last Summer Olympics. There's just something that did not fully invest me. I want to say most Olympics, I'm like you, Reno. I do want to be the go America, forget all the rest of you countries, we're number one. and I have checked out, like, the medal count because, you know, if we're gonna win, I'd like to know, like, if we won or not,
how badly we won.
But, like, who, the, just Katie Ledecky is going to be someone that when she goes against that titmus Australian swimmer who beat her in the first race, might be something that I'll check out. If not the actual race itself, the highlights when they pop up, because I am interested in that. You have someone that's really good, that's cool, that's American. But, like, a lot of the rest of the stuff, like, our softball team got beat out of gold. Granted, they got silver, and that's still commendable because it's the Olympics, and we shouldn't downsize, you know, placing a medal because this is the best versus the best.
If you ain't first, you're last.
But, like, there's just, like, even the basketball team doesn't care. And I think for me,
it's
what I struggle with is if there's not something interesting in the sports I care about, which at this point in time, because of gambling, has just been narrowed down to basically football, basketball, maybe baseball. So, like, if we're not dominating or got the star power or a name recognition or you've been built in, like, a story for me to enjoy with these other sports, I just don't care. And now even, like, basketball, I don't care because the team doesn't seem like they care. They blew out Iran, but, like, weren't they supposed to?
Yeah.
Like, it shouldn't be. It
they
shouldn't
got beat
be us.
By France.
France. It should not be us getting excited about, like, or talking about the fact that they blew someone out in the Olympics group play. Like, that should just be the assumption because our basketball players, for the longest time, have been so much head and shoulders better than everything else. And yes, maybe it should be a good thing that the world has caught up to us. But basketball is so weird in the sense that the officiating's different in the Olympics than it is for the NBA.
I have a problem with, man. Just play.
And that's just play. that's a weird thing to, like, I guess, digest. It's just like it'd be like if watching, like, not, you know, it's not going to happen because we're only people that play actual American football. But, like, say American football was in the Olympics, and all of a sudden they're like, all right, you can't punt or kick field goals, and it's like, well, what? Like, let's just keep it the same. Just keep it. Yeah. Why is it not the same? But I don't know. Basketball's been a little bit wonky this year too because it feels like the NBA and the NBA stars themselves haven't stopped playing basketball since 2019. And I think I'm just kind of tired of NBA players.
Yeah.
I need a break. But, like, what else is exciting? Like, we won rifle shooting. Cool. I'm not going to watch that. Like, not an interesting draw. Like, handball's a thing that's happening. I've heard it's really cool to watch, but, like, I'm not watching handball. What's handball?
I'm not watching none of that. So the track stuff and the swimming stuff is really where I get into it. So the races, you know, some of the stuff that gets held out there, I really enjoy watching that kind of stuff.
Well, so in high school, you were a track and field kind of person. Do you feel like that is, like, part of the reason why you're interested in the Olympics?
No, it is absolutely not, because I hated track, because I didn't like running, because running is a form of punishment, or at least that's.
But you were on, like, the relay teams and.
Yeah,
Yeah. Like, so, you did all the track and field stuff.
When I was younger, like, you know, sixth grade, seventh grade, around that time frame, and I was a few pounds lighter, I did enjoy track. It was fun. But I grew out of that once they started using that to punish me for things, and I didn't like it anymore. And also, I got slower.
Well, yeah, that means
where everybody else got caught up to me, I guess, because I probably hit a growth spurt early, and then everyone else caught up.
Well, eventually, by high school, you were basically just a tree, like a moving tree trunk, is what you were. Like, yeah. You were a thick boy. That's a thick boy.
That's a thick boy.
I forgot that was a thing that existed. Ah, damn, that's a thick boy! But yeah, no, I just, like, Olympics just hasn't had the same juice that I feel like it's had in the past. There's not someone that we just came in touting. Our soccer team stumbled. Yeah. Our basketball team stumbled. Our softball team stumbled. Is baseball still a sport played in the Olympics? See, I don't even know.
Yeah.
Golf is happening, but Jon Rahm got excommunicated again for COVID. Yeah. I feel like we were talking about that like a month ago, and like he's back at it again. Jon Rahm back at it.
Out too.
Oh yeah, Bryson, I hate my caddy DeChambeau. Throw some bows on it. But like,
and since when did skateboarding become an Olympic sport? I would really like to know.
Okay.
Because I don't remember watching anything skateboarding in the Olympics, but now we are.
Yeah, so this is the first time that skateboarding has been, you know, honestly, it's more surprising that it's taken this long to add skateboarding, because we've had snowboarding for so long, and in my mind, and maybe this isn't a fair comparison, isn't it just the same thing on a different setting? Like, am I wrong?
Snow, you have wheels.
Am I wrong to think that? Because some of the tricks are the same, are named the same. Like, I assume the grading from a judgment point is similar. Granted, yes, there are other styles that you can do with the snowboard, because, like, you can have... But, like, they even use, like, a half pike. So, like, it's one of those things where, like, I guess it's weirder to me that it took so long for us to get skateboarding, since they were already considering snowboarding a thing. But, like,
that's a good point, because I never thought of it that way, though. But it's fair, because I really don't know that. I guess it's because they're so separate, you know, like winter and summer.
Yeah.
Olympic Games, you know.
Yeah, no, snowboarding to me, in my mind, and maybe that's a very lazy, stupid way of looking at it. In my mind, snowboarding just is like, well, that's just snow skateboarding. it's just what that is. That's
have you
just
watched
wheelless
any table
skateboarding.
Tennis yet?
I haven't. Look at Reno. This is like the assortment of things that would come on ESPN 8, the Ocho. Like,
the Ocho.
There are not Olympic games that just scream to me. So, like, I appreciate that you can get into it. It's just, I don't know. It felt like the last Olympics. And maybe, again, maybe it's just the setting was different. The world wasn't coming out of, you know, being locked away,
pandemic,
and now there's, and now Japan's reminding us that we might have to be locked away once more, and you don't have, which honestly, okay, you tell me, do you think the lack of crowds is a big deal for Olympians?
It would be for me.
Okay, that's fair.
I think it would be.
I just, like,
I want to go run in front of nobody,
like gymnasts.
I get it, it's the Olympics, but it's like almost like it's not the same. Like, you don't get that same feeling.
I can respect that.
I mean, if you kick the game-winning field goal of a game, or the game-winning goal, or whatever that wins the game, and the only people that are excited about it are you and your team, and that's it.
Yeah, but I mean,
nobody else is cheering. It's quiet. Like,
I have a hard time comparing it to something like football or even NBA, where, you know, there are fan bases and there's a large amount of traveling. The Olympics, like, the spectators can be just a smorgasbord of people that maybe don't care about you as a country representative. I imagine at the Olympics, everyone's cheering for every big thing that's happening. So maybe I'm totally off base.
That's kind of why I said that, is because,
but like,
I feel like it doesn't matter who's out there, they're going to cheer.
But wouldn't, like, a gymnast routine, like, aren't you trying to block out everything anyways? And
now
just kind of, like, listen to your music. So, like, I feel like there's some sports that it almost makes sense. Like, of course, yeah, I don't want people there because I don't want them to yell or cough or, like, does golf actually care that people aren't in attendance?
So, I'm going to be honest with you. If I had to play golf in front of people, I would, like, be the worst golfer ever, because having, you know, hundreds of thousands of people just sitting here watching you with their phones out and
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about that. I think that is a good segue into Simone Biles. So I want to ask you first, and you do not feel shame one way or the other.
Because this
has been a very that's true. This has been a very divisive topic, right?
Yeah.
Simone Biles, how do you feel about her withdrawing from the team first, and now she's officially withdrawn from the individual competition?
I'll say this.
Uh-huh.
I have my thoughts on it.
Yeah.
And I have my thoughts on what she should have done.
Okay.
So what she should have done,
uh-huh,
if she's going to get out of that, is not say, I'm not in the right headspace. Not that she can't be in the right headspace, but the perception of that is that you don't care to a lot of the world. And that's why there's so much uproar about this. It's that your heart's not in it. You're not invested. That's what comes to mind. Yeah. Anyway, so my thoughts on it initially was like, well, wow. But, you know, and then she came out. They thought she was injured at first. I'm like, okay, well, she's injured. No big deal. You know, it happens.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a big deal. But anyway, then she goes on as like, I wasn't in the right headspace. And I just like, so you just quit? Like, I've as a competitor, as a former competitor, not a current competitor, but a former high school athlete that knows what it's like to compete and things like that, not having that drive or competitiveness, why would I even be out there to begin with? I don't know. It's just hard for me to understand. I don't knock her for her decision. It's her decision. I mean,
yeah,
it is what it is, but it's really difficult for me to understand. I'll say that.
Yeah, of course. And I assumed you were going to go that route. So like I wanted to make you feel comfortable to state what you felt because I understand why people are frustrated with her decision, but I'm of the belief that if you are mentally not there, especially when you're doing something that involves you like spinning in the air and just one wrong landing can shatter your leg, break your back, like there's all so many things that could happen if she loses focus doing her routines that like, yeah, you know what, if you're not there mentally, check yourself out, take care of yourself. I also think something that gets lost in all of this shuffle, the mental health, I think, is a big thing. And I support anyone choosing to remove themselves or choosing to make a decision mental health related that they think is in their best interest. I understand that there's also a conversation to be had that she basically ducked out and now three of her teammates have to carry her additional weight. And I think there is a conversation that can be had there. But if the teammates themselves are fine with it, awesome. They did enough work and they got to silver. And I think that's super commendable. But at the same time, listen, she's 24. For a gymnast, that's actually pretty old.
Yeah, and I was honestly surprised she was in this Olympics, to be honest with you.
And I thought that she
was done after the last one.
And I'll say this, if you're 24 years old, so you're basically nearing the peak line of when you have to retire from your career, and you choose to put your mental health and your mental needs before that, if you're willing to make that sacrifice, I just can't crap on you. Like, that's more of a personal career sacrifice that she's made than I've ever had to make. Granted, yes, she has tons of endorsements. She'll have plenty of money. There's a lot for her to rest on. She can still do stuff afterwards. So it's not like we're putting her out to pasture or anything like that. But at the same time, she did take a very big risk because there is absolutely no guarantee that she might be physically together to do this the next Olympics. Just because she'll be 27, 28, and that's pretty old for Olympics years for gymnasts. So like, hey, if you're in that spot right now where you need to take yourself out because you don't think you're mentally there, I'm always going to support that. I will admit that there was a part of me at the beginning that's just like, oh my gosh, like that falls into the mindset of you can't do that to the team or you're letting down. But at the same time, like, man, we've gotten such a warped, terrifying view of our athletes at this point in time where some of us, I'm not saying you, Reno, I'm not saying me, but I'm saying you can see it on social media. Some people feel so entitled that athletes have to uphold their keyboard standards for what they should be doing. And, like, these people aren't video games, man. Like, the fact that you
They're fat guys eating Cheetos on the couch and watching them miss a basket and be like, ha ha, you suck.
Yeah, and then, like, listen. So, like, if any one of them... So, I've heard people, like, bring up the... what was her name? Carrie Strugs?
Mm-hmm.
And they bring her up, and, like, I think I understand the conversation of, like, she went through, like, the messed up, like, the destroyed ACL, completed her routine, won gold, and it's this big story and all that stuff. At the same time, I think if you remove this from the Olympics, and maybe not even have to remove it from the Olympics, if you just look back on it now from a clearer lens and maybe, you know, kind of lower down the volume, do we subjected this young girl at the age of 18 to perform with a destroyed ACL, and she never competed as an Olympian again after that point because she was physically, mentally, and emotionally destroyed because her coach basically for, and I'm like, listen, I'm not going to go back and like try to discuss stuff from 1996 or 92. I forget which one it was. But at the same time, like, I don't know if that's a good comparison to make for Simone Biles to not check out. Simone Biles. But yeah, so like, whatever. Evo, Mr. Cack, what up? Athletes are humans, folks, forget about that. And yes, I am guilty of that. Yeah, let me just put the cards on the table.
I am too.
Yeah, I'm not here to be a saint, especially with like the daily fantasy type football sports. Dude, I do inventory people in probably a very inhumane way. So, like, I'm not going to sit up here, but, like, I do want to feel like there should be a little bit more nuance when it comes to athletes, especially young athletes who are at a point where their careers are so much different than if you're thinking about. Like, I've seen people like, well, if I tried to show up to my job and checked out, like, that's not, like, you should be able to do that. Like, if you're at work and you just don't feel like you mentally are healthy at that point in time, you shouldn't feel like you're being punished for saying, hey, I need to take a day off. Like, yeah, like, I feel like you've now opened the door to a conversation that's going to end with me still feeling the way I feel and you maybe not feeling the way you feel. But, like, listen, yes, it's truly hard to fully put yourself in her shoes because, hey, I've never been an Olympics athlete. I've never competed at any World Games. I've never held her platform or anything like that. But listen, she's 24 years old. Mental health should be something that we put a sharper lens to. I totally understand people as a competitor aspect of saying, you know, like, I don't necessarily agree with how it was handled. But, yeah, maybe for the individual stuff, since she removed herself before even, like, attempting to do it, maybe that's more commendable for some of the people that were firmly against her quitting on the team. But at the same time, who cares? Who cares what any of these people do? Like, they're just doing, like, they're trying to prove something to themselves, and we get to watch it, and we get invested into it. But, like, that's not our race, that's not our performance, that's not, like, they're doing it for themselves to a certain degree, right? Like, that's why you just devote your life. Like, gymnasts, you have to start at, like, the age of 5 to, if you even want to become an Olympic gymnast, and you deform your body. They menstruate later in their lifetime. Like, I'm not going to sit here and try to defend Simone Biles anymore, but, like, gymnastics is such a terrifying world the more I've learned about it. From the Larry Nassar stuff to the Olympic Ranch people and, like, all the crazy stuff that seems to be involved with it. And that's just from the American side. It seems even sketchier outside of our country when it comes to gymnasts. I'm looking at you, Rock.
China.
Russian Olympic Committee. Like, the Russians are banned from even being in the Olympics. They have to form their own committee to show up and compete. Like, silly. It's all silly.
Steroids are a terrible thing unless it's baseball.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
I'm guilty of that too, because I would keep... You've heard me say this before. I want the best that science can give us on the baseball field. And, you know, I'm all about that, but it's really hard sometimes to the competitive aspect of it, you know, because you take it on as you're America, so you feel like that registers at home for you, right? Because you're wanting your team to win, and then when one of the best player on your team says, "Nope, I'm out," then you know it the competitive aspect of you is like gets kind of upset, you know. So I understand that, but it's It's a bad situation all the way around. But
no, listen, if I could end on anything, it's this. I hope if at any point in time you feel like your mental health is at a point that you can't or you shouldn't be doing what you're doing, check out. Yes, go remove yourself from whatever that is and take a break. I think it's terrifying that we're taking this late in the game to start addressing mental health. I'll be completely honest. I have used sick time before to take a mental day. Maybe. And what sucks is I've never necessarily felt confident enough to say, hey, listen, I am not in a good headspace right now. I need to take this time for myself. I've had to say, like, I've got diarrhea. Like, I feel more comfortable saying that I'm blowing out my intestines than saying my brain is not processing where I need it to be happy or to be doing what I think I need to be doing in a successful way. It's just, it's so weird where we're at with everything right now at times. I'm not going to sit here and crap on everything. A lot of good things are happening. You know, we're out of COVID A through C. D's kind of catching us. D's catching back up. But you know what I say to that, Reno? Hop on these COVID D's. No!
Oh, right.
So Olympics, there you go. This has been
I got to tell you one more thing.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. No.
You know what really bugs me?
What really bugs you? What grinds your gears, buddy?
That it says Tokyo 2020. All of the Tokyo deals there say Tokyo 2020. And I understand why they didn't change it, but it bugs me.
As someone that's paid printing costs for stuff for an event, I understand, man. I understand completely.
I get it. It costs
We printed this once. And technically, because they're not going to do Olympics 2025, this does count as the 2020 Olympics. But no, I didn't even notice until you said something, to be completely fair.
So when I watched the opening ceremony, that's all I could see.
Was the opening ceremony good?
No, it's weird.
Did you remember the China one?
Yeah, dude, the China one was cool.
That was
intense. I was expecting the same thing, but this was like weird. They like went out there and acted like they were building stuff and running on treadmills and stuff. It's weird. Some of the more culturally sound people in the world would probably think, oh yeah, it was great, but I had a hard time getting into it.
Oh, well, hey, let's talk about this right quick. Peacock. Why is this on Peacock?
What's Peacock?
Exactly. So you can catch most of the Olympics coverage on Peacock. What have you been watching the Olympics on? I guess NBC?
NBC, yeah.
Yeah. So NBC Universal owns a streaming platform called Peacock because, you know, their logo is the Peacock. And the only reason I have Peacock is because WWE stuff now comes on there. So
yeah, I remember saying something about
this last time. They consumed the WWE network into the Peacock. And also The Office is on the cock. So the cack watches the cock for The Office.
You just like saying watching the cock.
But yeah, so the cack, the cock, The Office, Bears beats Battlestar Galactica. This has been Mr. Cack and me. We're going to go to Rage You Nerds now. Wait. So
bye-bye.
Oh, yeah. Okay, there we go. Reno, thank you so much, buddy. I can't wait for you to give me some salsa this weekend. I am totally looking forward to it.
It's so good, man.
And we're out of here. We'll see you next week, whether it's me and Reno or me and some other nerd. Who the heck knows? But you guys stay cute out there. Keep being cute. Dun, 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 dun,